It was all started by a mouse.
Warning, meteor shower in range.
Let's listen to the land we all love.
This is where the early planning is taking place for our so-called Disney World project.
Ladies and gentlemen, our time travels have been momentarily delayed. Please remain seated.
WDW Radio,
your information station.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to the WDW Radio Show, your guide to the Disney parks, experiences, movies, and more. I am your host, Lou Mangiello, and this is show number 793. And together, since 2004, I've wanted to not only help you have the best possible vacation experience when you go to the parks, but I also want to bring you a little bit of Disney magic wherever you are. Here in the podcast, my weekly live video every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, blog, events, weekly newsletter, and more. Please join the community and conversation and find everything at wwradio.com. So, are you curious about what goes into planning the 2024 D23 Ultimate Disney Fan Event? Or what makes this year's event bigger than ever with even greater anticipation and expectations? Well, this week, I welcome back D23 Vice President Michael Vargo to talk about what's new, what to expect, and the event's evolution and expansion. Of course, I want to hear from you about what your favorite part of D23 The Ultimate Disney Fan Event is, whether you are attending in person or following along live on social. You can share your thoughts over in the WDW Radio Clubhouse at wdwradio.com/clubhouse or call the voicemail at 407-900-9391. That's 407-900-9391, and I will play it on the show. Then stay tuned for our Disney Trivia Question of the Week, where you can enter for a chance to win a Disney prize package. And remember that the best way to stay connected and not miss a thing is to sign up for our free weekly email newsletter delivered right to your inbox with news, updates, special events, exclusive content, and contests, and more. And when you do, you'll also get a free copy of my 102 Things to Do at Least Once in Walt Disney World book. You can sign up right on the homepage of wdwradio.com and connect with me on social. I am at Lou Mangiello on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And please visit loumangiello.com if you're looking for a speaker for your event to learn about how you can implement lessons from the Disney parks into your business and brand, or if you are a creator, entrepreneur, or solopreneur looking to take your business or idea to the next level. Find out some of the ways we can work together, I can help you, and about my Momentum series events, including my weekend workshop this fall in Walt Disney World. Again, you can learn more by going to loumangiello.com. But let's get into this week's show and my conversation with Michael Vargo. And if you like what you hear, and I hope that you do, please share the show and tell a friend. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of the WDW Radio Show. So, can you feel it? Can you feel the anticipation building? Insert dramatic, cinematic music here. We are on the brink of something that we as Disney fans know is going to be extraordinary. And the excitement is palpable as we count down the days to D23, the Ultimate Disney Fan Event, a spectacular celebration of Disney's past, present, and future. And this year's expo... I keep wanting to call it Expo. This year's event promises to be the most unforgettable yet, with groundbreaking announcements, exclusive previews, and really once-in-a-lifetime experiences that are going to bring us right into the heart of the Disney magic. And who better to give us an insider's look than the man at the helm of it all? He's like the Wizard of Oz. You are the man behind the curtain and in front of the curtain. He is Michael Vargo, the head of D23. Michael, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Lou, for the warm welcome. And you said it right. All the emotions, my inside out emotions are flowing. And we could not be more excited, though. I'm very, very thrilled.
And that's it, right? This is all about, you know, because we as Disney fans, we are very emotional people, whether we want to admit it or not. It's about Disney, the way Disney makes us feel. And you were here virtually a couple years ago, back in 2022 on show 689, where we talked about your story, your history, and the company D23, and what was Expo then, and what is now known as the Ultimate Disney Fan Event. And I assume that that change in the name is because it's more, well, you know what? You could probably speak to it better than I can. What sort of was the genesis and the impetus to change to go from Expo to the Ultimate Disney Fan Event?
You know, it's interesting. We really did have to rebrand it because we took it to a whole new level this year and are doing something that we have never done before and really giving more of what the fans want. And I feel like year after year we do this event, we constantly raise the bar. And how do we go even higher every single time is the biggest challenge that we have. And we just really wanted to think big this time. And, you know, we're expanded the footprint of the overall event, expanded the dates. We're doing lots of fun things throughout the week. And we're in multiple locations, actually. I mean, which is very exciting. We're just, again, giving more of what the fans really want out of this event. And to gather with our favorites of Disney and the fans is just something remarkable. And it is the big game. It's the Olympics. It's the big Taylor Swift concert. It's all here, you know? It's like, this is our gathering of Disney fans. And we could not be more excited.
Yeah, I just did a show where we were talking about sort of our wish lists and predictions. And that's exactly, this is, it's our Super Bowl, right? It's our Olympics. It's our, you know, insert whatever giant sporting event is here. And you're right. This, you know, I've been very fortunate to be present not only as an exhibitor, but first and foremost as a fan. And it has evolved over the years, not just in terms of growing over the number of days, but growing in terms of size and space. You alluded to the fact that it has sort of grown beyond the four corners of the convention center, not just over to the Honda Center, but even other events that help sort of not just feed the excitement, but I think, look, D23 start off as a community for Disney fans. And really, I think, you know, stuff like going to the Angels game are community building experiences.
That's right. And you said it just right. I mean, this is actually our eighth D23 event that we've done of this scale there in Anaheim. And we are kicking it off earlier, as you said, at the Angels game. Is so spectacular to get together all of our Disney fans, sports enthusiasts, and really just celebrate and kick off the week at a day at the ballpark. It can't be any better. And by the way, if you're the first 23,000 people in the gates at the Angel Stadium, you get this really cool Mickey Mouse bobblehead, which I have in my office, and it's awesome. I can't wait for you to see it. But yeah, it's just, you know, we really wanted to celebrate the fans and get them together. And that's what we've heard from past events is how do we get more out of the week? You know, a lot of people travel in for the event. So they really wanted to extend their experience with D23 and celebrate among the community. So we extended it actually a whole week, starting off with the Angels game. We have D23 day at Disneyland, which is exciting. Our very first ever D23 takeover of the Disneyland Resort. That's going to be happening on Thursday, August 8th. So we're super excited to kick off the week with some really remarkable events.
And one of the things I love is, and it sort of extends the idea that what I love about D23, Michael, is there is something for everybody, right? Whatever your interest in the Disney world is, let's talk about one of them. You talked about the bobblehead, which I'm sure made a lot of people's eyes wide a little bit because it's like Spaceballs, right? It's merchandise. Some people are going just for the merchandise. And again, it's bigger and better. And I think year over year, you are continually learning and improving the process, right? It's not just where to shop and what to get, but how to do it so that you're able to maximize your time, and in many cases, your dollar, at the event as well. So talk a little bit about some of the different shopping opportunities and experiences on the show floor.
You know, it's so interesting. You are right. This event has evolved, and especially when it comes to the shopping opportunities. And the very first year we did D23 Expo back in 2009, I remember we weren't leaning into shopping as much. We're like, oh, people aren't going to really want to come and shop. They want to really come and see all these great exhibits and shows and panels. Well, guess what? We were wrong. They were like, where's all the shopping? Where's all the merchandise? Where's all the exclusives? So we've learned year after year. That's a lot of what the audience wants out of this event, which is spectacular because there's some really cool products out there that we have to offer. And this year is going to be no different. We've actually expanded our shopping experience. The World of Disney shopping experience is actually across the hall in North Hall. adjacent to the main convention center building. So we needed more real estate for more merchandise for more people to experience shopping, which is really great. So, and of course, we're going to have all the favorites on the show floor, Mickey's at Glendale. For the first time, the Walt Disney Company store is making an appearance on the show floor, which is very exciting, with an exclusive line of some studio lot products, some pins, and all the stuff that everyone loves. So I think everyone's going to be, their arms are going to be heavy with some shopping bags this year, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you buy some extra empty luggage to bring your stuff.
That's
but
right.
Again, but even that process has improved over the years. Like, you know, again, the want for different types of merchandise is very great. So this year, again, you're returning with sort of mobile checkout and virtual queues because they really are attractions, right? They are destinations for people. So it's about helping to streamline and just better having an overall guest experience.
That's right. And that's so key, you know, and really working with our partners at Disneyland Resort and our technology partners to implement some of these to really allow people to have a great experience and a great time at the event. We don't want people, nobody wants to wait in line for hours and hours and overnight. Some do, but most people, they don't really want to spend their time waiting in line overnight. So how do we maximize their experience? We want them to enjoy the event and see more of the event, whatever they can take in. So, you know, implementing technology with our mobile app, virtual queues, all of that really helps with that experience for sure.
And like you said, you know, nobody sort of wants to wait in line, but getting there really is sort of half the fun because this is about bringing people together. And sometimes the best conversations you have, the new friends that you make are the ones that you are meeting in line because somebody's wearing something that's of a favorite attraction or favorite character or dressed as, you know, in a certain type of cosplay. And that's one of the things that I love about these in-person events is not just the things that you get to do, but the people you get to meet. And I don't just necessarily mean the people on a stage or in an autograph or photo area, but the fellow Disney fans that are there, you know, just like you.
So true. And, you know, I think that's a lot about what D23 as a fan club is all about. It's this incredible fan community of people connecting with the things that they all love and they share together. And I've made some wonderful friends and relationships because of the in-person D23 events that we get to do, especially this big event. And it's great. People are connected. They take vacations together now because of D23. They go on cruise ships together. You know, they enjoy their fandom and they just share it with each other. And it's really great to see that. It's one of my most favorite things about this event is to see everyone just come together in their ultimate Disney best. You know, it's like they're just there to have fun, and it's really exciting.
And for some people, Michael, this will be their very first D23 event, certainly maybe the ultimate Disney fan event or an expo-like event. But for a lot of us who've been coming since the very first one, this is the thing that we circle on our calendars and look forward to coming back to biannually, you know, year over year. So talk about some of the fan favorite activities or things that, look, you guys pay very close attention to the guest feedback and what are guest satisfiers and not. What are some of the fan favorite, you know, activities and traditions and things that are coming back to this year's expo?
Well, we're bringing back all the things that the fans love about the event, but in a bigger way and more of it. So, for example, everyone loves the show floor. They love to go explore all these incredible pavilions, experiences, and destinations on the show floor. So we've actually expanded the show floor. We're actually in another hall, and we added another hall to the footprint. So we're giving more of the show floor space and pavilions because the fans love it so much. We took our big marquee tentpole programming, which I think we'll talk about in a minute here, moved it out of Hall D at the Anaheim Convention Center and over to the Honda Center so more of our fans can experience these incredible shows and productions that they love so much. And of course, we're going to bring back all the other fun stages and presentations that we're going to have peppered throughout the weekend. There's so much to do. It's hard to pack it all in 3 days, but you know, it's very exciting because there's something for everyone. If you're a Marvel fan, a Disney fan, a Star Wars fan, there is something for you. If you love the history of the company, if you love what's coming next to the company, you're going to hear all about it throughout the weekend.
Yeah, one of the things I love doing, because I've been very fortunate, you know, to exhibit every year on the show floor. So I'm able to sort of be behind the ropes before guests are let in. And I love watching, you know, the running of the bulls, as it were, when the doors open. And some people, like, they know exactly where they're going. Like, they're going to parks and resorts. They're going to Marvel. They're going to the merchandise locations. And other people are wonderfully wide-eyed. They're like deer in the headlights. Like, where do I go first? Because there is just so much to see when you get there. I think it's why releasing the schedule and releasing all these things is really helpful, so that people who are going can plan in advance. But you talked about the Honda Center, which is very new this year. I think some people are like, wait a minute, I thought everything was at the convention center. Talk about the decision to move some of the sort of tent pole, you know, we're talking parks and resorts, we're talking studios, and we're talking Disney Legends, the three sort of marquee presentations, moving that out of the convention center and down the street.
Yeah, you know, we really wanted to share that. You know, we tell some great stories here at the company, right? Storytelling, creativity, innovation. I mean, those are the pillars of what we want to share with our fans. How do we bring that to a whole new level? And bringing this over to the Honda Center allows us to give more fans access to these incredible productions. So Friday night, all about our storytelling and creators of these incredible films, everything we see on streaming television, on stage, all that's going to be on Friday night at our Disney Entertainment Showcase. By the way, being at the Honda Center really elevates our production value. We are able to create some incredible theatrics in this space, and which is really exciting, which we were kind of limited to do in a convention center format. Mm-hmm. So being in a true arena now really allows us to do that. So Friday night's all about the best of our creativity and stories. Parks night is going to be no different. Our Disney experiences on Saturday night, telling all these great stories and sharing the creators of Imagineering behind some attractions at the parks worldwide. So I think everyone's going to be excited about the stories that we're going to be telling both of those nights. And then ending the whole weekend with these incredible creators of everything Disney with our Disney Legends ceremony. And this year's lineup is pretty remarkable. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about, you know, pulling all this together, putting it all in one location, and really just elevating the whole fan experience there on a level that we couldn't do at the convention center, which then allows us to expand the convention center to even do more things over there. So it was a win-win across the board.
You know, I was thinking as we were, I was thinking earlier this week as we were getting ready for today, you know, because I know you're a fan first. And I was like, I wonder how much Michael knows before he gets to Expo, right? Because there's so many different divisions of the company. Like, do you know what's coming ahead of time, or do you find out during rehearsals, and what can you accidentally leak to us now?
Wow. You know, we actually start planning this event the day after the last one ended. We might take a day off, but we pretty much jump right into it, right? And we learn, okay, what worked, what didn't work, what can we do differently, you know, all of that. And it's really exciting because the whole company loves to put on this event. Everyone really rallies behind it, and it's so exciting. So during all the planning sessions, you know, we talk about a lot about operations and logistics, of course, and the overall event, but we do talk a lot about the content and the messaging and what are we going to reveal? You know, what is this panel really going to talk about? Mm-hmm. So yes, I'm very involved in just about every single parts and piece of presentations, panels, sessions, and all the messaging around it. So I can tell you, I can't tell you anything. No, I think everyone's going to be pleasantly, as we always do. We love to surprise and delight our fans, you know, and I think the celebrity appearances this year are unlike any other. Mm-hmm. The panels and presentations that we're doing at the convention center, in addition to the Honda Center, are so remarkable this year. The lineup is incredible. I want to see them all. And that's the hard part for me as a fan. And I'm sure for all the fans that come, it's like, you want to see it all. You want to soak it all in, but it's kind of like going to the park, right? You can't do everything in one day. So, pick and choose. I think that's an important tip. And you said that earlier, you know, have a plan when you come in. because that really helps navigate your day and makes you have a better experience overall.
Right. There's always the FOMO, right? The fear that if we pick this one, we're not going to see this one. Because I think the gift that things like D23 gives at events like this is not the things that you are going to expect to hear, right, at the panel that you want to go to or the presentation. It's the surprises, right? The stuff that is not sort of laid out on the schedule. And those are the things I talk about sort of these jaw-dropping, like, take the air out of the room type moments, which happens year over year. And I think for you guys, continues to set the expectation bar higher and higher.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, and folks that maybe are not going to the Honda Center, that are just going to be at the Anaheim Convention Center, they're going to experience something maybe they weren't expecting to experience and be incredibly delighted by that. I hear that a lot from our fans from past events is like, you know what? It was okay that we didn't go into such and such show because we got to go see this instead and we're totally blown away with it. You know, had no idea, you know, about the stories that were told and some of the things that were happening there. So that's always exciting. And there's just so much to soak in. You know, no one will not find anything to do. That's for sure.
And listen, we all understand that not everybody is able to make it out in person to the event to be able to see anything at all. But this year, some things are going to be streamed on Disney Plus. Can you talk about that a little bit? And I know you can't share a lot, but share what you can about what is going to be streamed and the decision to allow folks at home to be able to be part of the experience virtually.
Yeah, we're still working on those announcements for anything that we're going to be pushing out either during the event or after the event. I would say, you know, definitely stay tuned to our D23 social channels. That's really going to be the best source of information to see what is going to be made available then and at a later time.
I like how completely that was such a good lawyer answer and just completely. You know, one of the things I've always loved about D23 since its inception, right? I think back to, you know, the whole what is D23 and the mystery around it. I love how D23 embraces us as fans and it looks to the future, but also keeps one foot in the past. And really, I think in the past few events, really leaning into the sense of sentiment and nostalgia. So talk about how important it is and how you sort of balance this idea of being nostalgic, but also keeping your eye on new and upcoming projects.
You know, that's the beauty of D23 is that we get to celebrate Disney's past, the present, and the future. And I can tell you the past and the history. I mean, we have over 100 years of incredible content and stories to tell and to share. And that's what fills my tank is learning about the history. There's so much to learn and know. And, you know, being a part of the Walt Disney Archives, for example, and to be on the Walt Disney Archives stage and the programming that we have planned for that is remarkable because I love the history of the company. We have a lot of fans that love the history of the company and all these incredible shows, you know, Walt's history and, you know, all these magic makers that have created this incredible stories and legacy of the company. All their stories are being told this weekend, and it's going to be very exciting to hear about the history. The archives is one of my favorite things to visit on the show floor as well, and this year is going to be no different. You know, we're actually, and I think I know we've said this out already publicly, but we're bringing a car show to the show floor from the Walt Disney Archives. And we pulled out some incredible treasures from the archives vaults to share the history of the company. And it's pretty cool. There's some really great assets that we have. And there's, you know, we can go on for years and years and years show some incredible assets from the archives. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, just looking at the schedule, like I just want to sort of put a tent up next to the archive stage and just stay there for all 3 days.
Yeah.
It's Muppets, Walt and El Grupo, a Goofy movie, the World's Fair, Marvel Comics, Disney Legends, 4 decades of Imagineering, Donald Duck, the Magic After Dark with the Nighttime Spectaculars, and I think it's going to bring the house down, and you might as well just hand out D23 tissues at the Memories of the Sherman Brothers and Magical Magic Journeys.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. And you know, like I said, I want to see it all because there's so many great things to experience. You could just sit in the Walt Disney Archive stage all weekend long right. and fulfill your you know, fills up your Disney tank at that point. There's so much to see. And the Richard Sherman celebration we're actually doing too. We have the Richard Sherman, the Sherman Brothers story on Saturday night on the Archive stage. And then in our premiere stage on Sunday afternoon, we have a Jolly Holiday, a Richard Sherman celebration, which is pretty remarkable and very close to that show and that production and how it's coming together. And tissues will be needed. Let's just say that. But it's such a fulfilling. I mean, you know, that man was just brilliant, and and the lives that he's touched in the world with his music is incredible. And I can't wait for everyone to see it all come to life on stage and tell Richard's story. It's going to be a pretty remarkable afternoon for sure.
Yeah, he was a remarkable man and just a remarkable human being, in addition to just being an incredible talent, which I think is why he continues to be so beloved. But yeah, you know, we're talking about it's not just about the things and the places and the movies and the attractions, but it's about the people, right? We talked about bringing the community together, but D23 also gives us as fans an opportunity to get up close to some of the people whose work we have loved and appreciated over the years in Talent Central. Same thing. It's artists, it's Imagineers, it's actors, it's Disney legends, it's executives from Pixar and Marvel and Star Wars. Talk a little bit about the Talent Central experience and what people can expect there.
Yeah, people love that because it does give them an opportunity to get up close, personal, have a conversation with their idols, you know, and these, you know, a lot of fans who want to become Imagineers, or the love of Disney history or animation, or, you know, all the people that you had mentioned. You know, it's really their opportunity to get up there. They get a photo with them. They get to talk to them. It's a highlight of their life, quite frankly, to meet some of these people that they probably will never get an opportunity to meet. And it's great that D23 is able to bring that experience to people. Only the way that Disney can, by the way. So, yeah, I love the Talent Central. I love just going over there and watch. And you get to see the reaction of everyone as they meet that famous artist that they've longed to meet. And, you know, they give them a big hug and a handshake and a photo. It's really fun. It's really fun to see the reaction to everyone.
And look, sometimes your favorite artist is Bluey. So the line for Bluey.
That's right. That's right. That's right. There's something for everyone, Lou. Telling you. You know, we have it for all ages. I love it.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, and it's why we talk about you guys being fans first, because you're so able to tap into what you know is going to have those jaw drop moments, even as you sort of walk on the show floor and people just are walking, not running, to their favorite pavilion for whatever it is they are trying to get out of Expo.
Yep.
You're a fan first, right? So either give me the Michael Vargo, like, this is the thing that's off people's radar that you should make sure you go and see, or the thing that Michael Vargo, the fan, wants to see first.
Oh my gosh, everything and everything. wow, it's hard to pick and choose and your favorites of what you want to see. I have to say, I'm very much looking forward to, as I mentioned, the Richard Sherman celebration. That's going to be a remarkable show. I personally love the fans, and I love to watch the fans. As you said, even at Rope Drop, they come in through the doors. I love to watch the smiles on their faces, the work that they put into their cosplay and their costumes is just, it's so fascinating to me. And I just love that they're so excited and so enthusiastic about being there, that they go to so much work to really enjoy the whole day. So Mousecarade is one of my favorite productions as well. This is the costume contest of D23 event. And this year is going to be really remarkable. Everyone just comes to the table with these incredible works of art that they pour their heart and souls into. So I love seeing the costumes, the cosplay, the fans. That's what really gets me excited for sure.
Yeah, because it's not just about a sense of belonging, but a sense of ownership and active participation in this event, right? We all feel like we are part of it because we get to do things that are not just necessarily passive experiences. So we do feel we're not just attending something. We are actually part of it with
you're
our
immersed. You know, yeah. You're absolutely yeah. right. You're part of the story and you're immersed in this incredible experience. You know, you get to dress up and act and you're surrounded in your Disney fandom. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And it's something that's so unique about Disney. And that's what makes it distinctively Disney is that this is really something that you can only get one place. And it's pretty remarkable. It's pretty remarkable. So, yes, and that's why I've been working here for over 30 years because I just love it. So, you know.
And it attracts fans from literally around the world. Like, I know we've had our booth on the show floor and people come up and they say, I'm visiting from Japan, the Netherlands, South Africa, Australia. I mean, it does – it brings people together that never would have opportunities to cross paths before.
You're absolutely right. And it's in a unique way. You know, this is not just a theme park experience or going to a movie. This is immersed in a world of Disney unlike any other. And we have travelers from all around the world coming for the week. So it's great to see them, first timers and repeaters as well.
Yeah. And just quickly, I know we're talking about, you know, the ultimate fan experience in Anaheim, but this is not your only, first of all, this is not your first rodeo, and it's also not your only expo. D23 is also going to Brazil later this year, correct?
That's right. You know, it's not our first time we took this event outside of the country. We did one in Tokyo for a couple of years. We actually did three D23 expos in Tokyo. But this year, we're going to bring it to Latin America, which is so exciting. The fandom in Sao Paulo and Brazil is unlike any other. It's incredible. We felt like we really wanted to cater and celebrate the fans in Latin America. So what better way to do it than hosting our own D23 event in Sao Paulo? And that's going to take place this November. So we're very excited. We're going to jump right off of this one, right into that one. And but it's going to be a little different, too. We're going to have some, you know, local custom content just for the Brazil audience. So I think fans from all around the world will be able to enjoy a different experience in Brazil than what we do in Anaheim. So we're very excited. They're excited to have us as well. So it's been a great partnership and excited to work on that project as well.
I don't have a lot of regrets in my life, Michael, but not going to D23 Expo Japan is one of them. Maybe I will not.
Sorry to bring it up.
Make this, I might not make the same mistake this year. Maybe I need a this is the excuse that I need to go down and visit Brazil and see how this compares and contrasts to what we do here in the States.
Yeah, you talk about passionate fans.
Yeah.
They're just on a different level there. And it's it's so incredible. And I think they're going to be super excited to actually have a platform that's all Disney in one spot, in one space. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, and just for them, right? So many Brazilian visitors come to Walt Disney World and Disneyland, and the fact that you're reciprocating and bringing this event to them has got to be incredibly rewarding for somebody who maybe can't get to the parks and resorts as often as they would like.
That's right.
I know you like Disney. You're always looking to the future, right? You're always looking. You say the day after Expo's over, you're already looking to the next one. But from your sort of 30,000-foot view, what are your hopes and dreams and wishes for the continued growth and really the evolution of this event and maybe even Disney, D23 as a whole?
Well, you know, it's kind of like what Walt said about Disneyland. I mean, D23 will never be complete. We're never just going to keep doing what we just been doing. We want to do more, bring more of D23 to the rest of the world. You know, how do we celebrate our fans in a new way? How do we think about the new generation of Disney fans being a part of D23 and evolving the fan club? And I have to say, Lou, I could not be more excited about the future of D23. The stuff that we have on the horizon is so exciting, unlike anything else we've ever done. So stay tuned for some remarkable things that we have to share in how we evolve D23 and really celebrate more fans around the world. There's going to be some great stuff coming your way.
Yeah, and I love the fact that D23 is not, about this biannual event. There's things, like when you're a D23 member and a fan, like there's things that are happening all year long. And I have to say, having attended a number of them and following along on social, I love the fact, Michael, that you are always there. And that's why I sort of use that. I use that sort of Wizard of Oz analogy because you are not just the man behind the curtain. You like attend every one of these. And I've seen like you're there, not quote unquote, because you have to be as the head of D23, but I get the sense that you're there as a fan and you just love, and I see the way that you interact with the guests and the D23 members and the other fans. And I love seeing that you are such a part of these events, no matter where they're taking place.
It's my favorite thing. And I love to be a part of these events and experiences. I mean, I would go if I wasn't even part of D23. It's just that's I love the events that we get to put on for our Disney fans. And I try to go to all of them as much as I can. I'm so bummed I couldn't go to the Country Bears Jamboree reopening because that is one of my favorite attractions. I couldn't make it out to that one, but I did make it out to Tiana's Bayou Adventure D23 exclusive event that we did a few weeks ago. And I love it. And thank you. I love being a part of the events. And that's what we love to do at D23 are the events. And we know that's what our fans love as well. So we're going to be doing more events as we think about the future of D23 that we're excited about. So thank you. Yes, I love being a part of them.
Yeah, you can. And you're so generous. Look, you're so generous, like I said, at these events. Look, even today, you're generous with your time. You're not here for the Country Bears because you're in Disneyland for Disneyland's birthday, and yet you're taking time out of the parks to chat with me. I don't want to make you nervous, Michael, but you know it's only 22 days away until D23.
I know. We have a countdown clock in the office, and we started to cover it up because we didn't want to look at it anymore. But we're excited. We are going to be more than ready. We have planning meetings every hour of every day, and just came from one actually this morning, which is why I'm down here in Anaheim as well. And the partnerships and the community, city of Anaheim, everyone has just been really supportive and really rallied behind this event. And and I couldn't miss being at Disneyland on its official birthday of July 17th. So here I am.
Look, I know how crazy I'm going this morning, running around trying to order stuff and like configure stuff just for our little booth, you know, whether it's giveaways or backdrops or signage or whatever. I cannot imagine. And people need to understand the monumental undertaking it is to pull off an event like this and the teamwork that has to happen and you know, spinning a lot of plates all in once, but it comes and it really pays such huge dividends when you walk onto that show floor. I am so excited for this year's event. I look forward to seeing you on the show floor. Hopefully you will stop by the booth amidst all the joy and the chaos. And obviously we're going to be sharing as much as we can from the show floor for those who can't get a chance to see it. And Michael, I sincerely appreciate not just your time today, but everything you do for us Disney fans and for D23. And I look forward to seeing you, not just in a few weeks, but at upcoming events in the future.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to see everyone and you and being at D23, the Ultimate Disney Fan Event. It's coming up. Buckle up.
To test your Disney knowledge with our Walt Disney World Trivia Question of the Week contest. See how well you know your Disney trivia, history, details, or if you can identify a quote or sound clip from the parks. If you think you know the answer or want to take a guess, you can enter for a chance to win a Disney prize package. And this week's trivia contest is once again brought to you by you. Because as part of the WDW Radio Nation, you literally help bring every episode of the show to life, every live broadcast, the contests and giveaways, they're all thanks to you. And you can find out how you can help the show for as little as $1 per month and get exclusive rewards every month like scavenger hunts. We have monthly group video calls, access to our private Facebook group, shirts, stickers, monthly care packages, early access and discounts to special events, and much more. Plus, your contribution helps our Dream Team project, which benefits the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And thanks to you, we've raised more than $500,000 to help children with life-threatening illnesses and their families visit Walt Disney World. And for that and so much more, I am so grateful to you and for you and for the love and support and friendship and help that you give me and the show. I want to thank some new and longtime members of the Nation family, including Chad Williams, Sarah Bliley, Patrice Roberti, and Lauren C. To find out how you can be part of the Nation family, visit www.com/support. Now, before we get to this week's question, let's go back, review last week's, and select our winner. So as I said on last week's show and my conversation this week with Michael, D23 Expo, the ultimate Disney fan event, has taken place every other year since the first one in Anaheim in 2009. But that's not the only D23 Expo-like event, because there's been others outside the U.S. And your question last week was to tell me, where was the first ever international D23 Expo event held? Thanks to everyone who entered, got this one correct, and knew that the answer was Japan in 2013. And the first ever D23 Expo Japan was held October 12th through the 14th in the Mahaima area near the Tokyo Disney Resort. It was held in Japan again in 2015 and in 2018. And this year, November 8th through the 10th, 2024, the first D23 Brazil event is going to take place. And yes, while I regret not going to any or all of the D23 Expos in Japan, this week's winner, randomly selected, is Casey Toronto. So Casey, congratulations. I will get your prize package out to you right away. And if you played last week and didn't win, that's okay, because here's your next chance to enter in this week's Walt Disney World Trivia Challenge. So let's go back to the parks this week and back in time, because your question this week is simply to tell me, what was the name of the very first ever 3D film shown at Walt Disney World? What was the name of the first ever 3D film shown in Walt Disney World? You have until Sunday, July 28th, to go to www.radio.com, click on this week's podcast, use the form there. Again, this week, you're going to play for the stickers, the keychain, pin, and I'm going to throw another mystery item in there. So good luck and have fun. Huge thanks to you for taking the time to tune in this and every week. Listen, just because it's the end of the episode, it does not mean it's the end of the fun. Come be part of the community and conversation. Talk not just about this week's episode, but anything in the Disney, Marvel, or Star Wars universe over in the WW Radio Clubhouse at www.com/clubhouse. Follow me on social. I am at Lou Mangiello on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Please join me for our live video show and chat this and every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Facebook and YouTube. And check out our events page at www.radio.com for in-person events, Adventures by Disney, cruises, and meets of the month. But again, the best way to keep updated is with our free weekly newsletter. No algorithms, nothing to check. It's delivered to your inbox every Wednesday. Just go and sign up at www.radio.com. Thanks as always to Mouse Fan Travel. No matter where you want to go, my trusted and recommended partner for more than 17 years, Mouse Fan Travel can handle all the planning so you can focus on making the memories. They offer free vacation planning services, so visit mousefantravel.com for a fee-free, no-obligation quote today. And as always, my friend, and you are my friend, whether we have met yet or not, all I ask is that if you like the show, please help spread the word, share a link, and tell a friend. If there's any way that I can help you, please visit loumangiello.com. See what else I'm working on there, including free resources to help you pursue your passion. So that's going to do it for this week. I hope to see you on Wednesday night. And of course, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast so I see you again here next week. Always remember, choose the good and have a great day and even better tomorrow. So until next time, I love and appreciate you. See ya.
Hi, Lou. This is Daylin, and I just want to say, first of all, that I loved the D23 episode that you just put out with you and Becky and the gang. It was absolutely fantastic and a wonderful sort of look through of what we can look forward to for said expo. I will be going there as well. I've been going to the expo, and I will be calling it the expo forever, since 2011. And every single year I have told myself I have to meet Lou, because I've been listening to you since I was 13, and I'm making it a point this year. That's why I'm doing this voicemail. But anyway, aside from that, the thing that I'm looking forward to the most at the expo is getting to see what lies ahead for Avengers Campus, because as a huge Marvel fan, I just want to see that land be as epic and magical as I hope it should be. And personally, as Black Panther is my favorite Marvel property since I was a little kid, I would like to see more of that in what the Marvel Land possibilities are with Disneyland Forward. So That's what I'm hoping for. And also, I'm so excited about the Miss Piggy panel at the expo. So again, thank you so much, Lou. You're great. And I am making a point to meet you at this year's expo. That is my plan. Have a great day.
Hey, Lou. It's Mary from Georgia. I'm the one that sunk in the Davy Crockett canoe in Magic Kingdom that I've mentioned to you in the past. That was a journey. Anyway, just finished listening to your top 10 with Tim Foster about the sounds. And I am so glad that at the end of the episode, you mentioned the jingle from the Tap Style because, yeah, that is the one that just gets me so excited for the day. Also, you and I are total kindred spirits because I remember the monorail doors as well. And boy, that really took me back. So thanks so much for everything you do. I especially love your top tens, and I can't wait for the next episode. Bye.
Hi, Lou. This is Keith calling from Sacramento, California, and I just wanted to support and back you up on the monorail door closing noise. I can personally attest that at least at the Disneyland Mark V monorail, the cast members had to close each door individually, and it did kind of make that whoosh and then clunk as the door closed. So they release the air and then the door closes. And I remember that very distinctively with the Mark V Disneyland monorail, because that was the big change from going from Mark V to Mark VII, is the doors were automatic. And I kind of missed that noise. But yeah, just wanted to back you up on that. Thanks so much for the show. Have a good one. Bye-bye.